Hey everyone, welcome to another great podcast. I'm Melanie Johnson, one of the founders of Elite Online Publishing, along with my co-founder, Jen Foster. Hey Jen, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How is everyone?
I hope you're doing fantastic. You know, a lot of our people that listen are entrepreneurs and business people. And the biggest thing I think every entrepreneur struggles with is keeping the money coming in the door, sales. If you don't have sales, you don't have a business. So today we have Kay Von Kay, who is an expert at sales. I mean, not just an expert, like, do you outsource a sales team? Do you, what kind of CRM do you need? Should you have funnels? What about recruitment? What about training? All these questions that are rolling in your head. Well, we're going to answer some of those today. So welcome, Kay Von. Thank you for joining us today. He is one of the owners and founders, I believe, of the Sales Connection.
That's correct. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, tell us, Kay Von, how you got into sales and high ticket sales.
Yeah. So I got into high ticket sales, not by accident, but by failure. And when I left the corporate world at that point, I was, you know, the number one pharmaceutical sales rep for the largest pharma company in the world. And I saw what the corporate life had in store, and that wasn't for me. So when I saw the online world and the movement, and this is back in 2014, 15, I jumped in. And just like I always say, like most entrepreneurs, you jump in with tenacity, conviction, and dreams and hopes. And as you know, the old saying goes, overestimate what you can do 1 year, underestimate what you can do in 5 years. And sure did I live to that. So I realistically, about a year and a bit into entrepreneurship, trying, doing books, trying funnels, trying to be the man, I was like 10 days away from bankruptcy. And in that moment, you have options. And I knew option was go back to corporate, which would have been like my demise, or you stay in the pocket, but you just do different. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to an entrepreneur mentor at that time and asked him, what do I do? And I'll never forget the words. He said, instead of trying to be the man, go sell for the man. You're not a marketer, you're a salesperson. And at that point, I did not want to hear that because I was trying so far. I was trying hard to run away from being a salesperson, mm-hmm. right? And he said, it's not what you think. And then he showed me the world of high ticket selling. So he showed me the idea of behind these offers, as we know, 5, 10, 15, 20K offers, there's salespeople back there. I didn't know that at the time. Mm-hmm. Within 30 days, I went from losing $25,000 to earning $30,000 a month as a sole salesperson. No more Facebook ads, no more headaches, no more vendors, copy, all that went away. And I started growing and I grew very quickly. Now, having said that, it's because of my years of sales experience is just finding the right avenue. So yeah. It doesn't happen overnight for some people. But for me, because I took my experience into the right place, it just took off. So that same mentor came to me and said, hey, do you think we can teach this? Long story short, I said, absolutely. And within 18 months, we had a $38 million company, trained over 20,000 sales reps in 101 different countries. And from there, everything high ticket, this was 2017, 18. That's when we were really the ones behind this idea of a high ticket closer. Our program was called High Ticket Closer. We trademarked it and one call closer, and we took off. And then from there, I pivoted and I started doing more of the sales agency side of things. So what we learned and seen is, you know, there's a lot of these business owners that need the sales teams. They need sales operations. So they learn everything about the marketing, which is amazing. But then what happens with all the leads and how do you convert those leads into customers, especially at high ticket, low ticket products? We know you can do that all day on marketing. But when you get to now, for sure, $5,000 or plus, you don't have a salesperson. You don't have someone to speak to on the end. It's going to be very hard to get that transaction through just on a credit card online. So that's where we come in.
So let's talk about that. What do you do what is the difference of just selling a $500 product that you may have a conversation with versus selling a $5,000, $100,000 product?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you train people to close a high ticket deal?
Well, I'll tell you this, it's a lot easier to sell a $100,000 product than it is a $500 product. I'll tell you this as a salesperson. It's a lot easier to sell a $10,000 product than a $5,000 product. So us at the Sales Connection, we actually won't even start working with people unless they have a $5,000 plus offer, because the economics at that point, it doesn't work to bring in an outside sales agency. Now, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing. Whether you're selling a $500 or you're selling a $100,000 product, it's the same concept that most people get wrong. Sales is not about features and benefits. It's not about how good your product is or how great you feel about your product. Sales is all about connection and conviction. And the key here, the connection is not just a connection with the prospect. It's the connection with yourself first. Because you can't give what you don't have. And if you don't have conviction, you don't have belief, you don't have clarity, you don't have certainty in what you're saying, in what you're doing, you would never be able to make that. So the key is we have you in a sales position, you have the solution to a problem. I can't give you my solution until I understand your problem. And I can't understand your problem unless I do the one thing most salespeople don't do, which is shut up and listen and ask questions at the right time, at the right moment with finesse, all to understand what the prospect, or in this case, you know, what they need. What is it they're looking for? What's holding them back? What happens if they don't move forward? What are the consequences? And so the idea is you want to understand their problem, and then you want to connect their problem to what I call is the dreamland, the promised land. I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the promised land. It's one of my favorite quotes. And that's the idea of a salesperson. And how you do that, when you do that, and the intentionality of how you do that is a difference between making a sale and not making a sale.
Wow. I love that you started with connection with yourself first. And your company's called Sales Connection.
There's a reason for it.
Yeah, if you're not connected with what your product is and what you're selling and you don't believe in it, then it is hard to sell.
Yeah.
So having that and then turning that into the connection with the person you're selling.
I think that's key.
Yeah.
The most reason salespeople, even businesses, fail to sell their products or even sell their dreams to the world or sell their concepts to the world is because they put themselves first. When you put yourself first, you'll end up on the bottom. When you put your prospect first, you'll end up on the top.
And you don't sound as desperate too when you put them first.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's a whole different desperation. That's the commission breath. That's a whole different problem, but yes.
Yeah, it is that, I think the conversion, so many people, they might get the leads, but then it's like, what's the follow-up? We've heard, you know, there's a 14-point conversion strategy of what, you know, keeping them in the conversation. And when this is just, they're not going to buy from me and let them go, or what's going to put them over the edge of getting them from that first meeting, second meeting, to putting their name on the dotted line.
Yeah. So the question is, what's the question on that one is, what's the difference there, or how do you do that?
Yeah, like the follow-up, what is the conversion follow-up method that you suggest for high ticket?
Well, okay. So here's the thing is most people, there's always studies, you know what they say about stats, right? It's, you know, and you read them all, but I can tell you this, that are not happening until at least the 7th, 12th time you've spoke to them, right? So in high ticket, usually we drive them, as you know, to a book call. So the salesperson has one call with them, maybe two, and then they don't do anything. And then they wonder why the sale's not there. In order for that to happen, you got to be such a good one call closer. Not only that, the marketing has to be done, be so great that the salesperson doesn't have to do the marketing. I was just at a marketing conference, and I love this because it was at a marketing conference. I say this, not at a sales conference. I was at a marketing conference, and one of the experts stood on stage and said, if your sales team has to do marketing on the phone, marketing didn't do their job. And that's the fact on this. Now, here's the difference when I say this. It all depends on the industry, obviously, the scale you're at, who you're talking to, the customer, where they are in the journey, where do they know that they have a problem? Do they know that they have a problem, but they don't know where to go on that journey? Do they know they have a problem? They know where do they go, and they know the solution to that problem. They know that you are the solution to that problem. Those are very different conversations we're having with these, they call them prospects, right? I don't even like the word prospect. I just can't come up with another word that people would understand. But to me, again, prospect doesn't seem really has the word connection in there. It means just let me sell you. But there are people, right, that want something or they need something. The key is some of these people don't even know they want something. They don't even know they need to do, you need something, right? So the question, is that a marketing problem or is that a sales problem? So we got to, you know, first figure that out. And then when it comes to the follow-up, it's you follow up. And I tell my guys, you follow up until you absolutely hear an absolute no. They tell you to piss off or like drop my number. You follow up because all the money is made in the follow-up. People don't understand that. It's all made in the follow-up. It's not just made in the one call close. The one call close, i.e., drive someone into a calendar and you close them in the first call or maybe two calls within 10 days, that's great for marketing dollars. So you can put back into the marketing dollars, but you're not going to scale your business on that. You're going to be scaling your business with all the people you follow up with 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 days down the road. And depending on where they are in their buying journey is all going to depend on when they buy or not. And that all depends on right from the beginning, like I say, into the world of marketing.
Yeah. And I like what you're saying about the marketing part. Like if they don't know who you are already, then you've got to do a much bigger job. When a client comes to you on that first meeting, they've already seen, you know, your YouTube videos, you on podcasts, they've seen your personality. They know what your company's about, what your services are, maybe even compared you with other people. 60% of the job is already done.
Well, you know? You're absolutely right. Like it's 60, 70%. It'd be better if 80% of the job's done. Because here's the thing as a business owner. Your job in it, it's again, it's that battle. I always have this, it's the battle against this, the marketing and sales. And I actually don't believe it's a battle. I believe it's a connection. It's actually a relationship. It's working together. And it's both teams saying, well, what do we want to see happen? And what I mean by that is if the marketing is not done well, then you're relying on a 10 out of 10 sales rep. 10 out of 10 sales reps are dime a dozen. They're opposite of dime a dozen. Sorry. They're like hard to come by. They're a pain in your ass. They're prima donnas. And some of them, like me, go out and build businesses. Mm-hmm. So now what you're relying on eights, sevens and eights, let's call them even nines to do the job. You're going to be frustrated. You're going to wonder why they're not getting 100% close rate. Not their fault. Mm-hmm. But if marketing is done right, then you only need a six or a seven or an eight salesperson. Those ones don't give you a hard time. They're so happy to be on the phones. You're offering them an opportunity. They love everything you do. They stay with you the longest, and they're going to get the conversions you want to scale. Mm-hmm. But if you don't understand that concept, it can get very frustrating. So, and the reason why I say that, because we deal with business owners every single day, and we've built now at this point, I'd say over 100 seven-figure businesses. We build eight-figure businesses and we've dealt with nine-figure businesses. And the nine-figure businesses know this. The nine-figure businesses know that if you want to get to that level, you can't do it without a sales team and you can't do it without great marketing.
Yeah, I really like that because when the marketing is done properly, it is easy to have the one-call calls.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of my clients, for instance, will not send us, so my team sells, unless they're sending buyers, meaning once a buyer, always a buyer. So we're talking low end front end buyers. These are people who spent $30, $27. But what happens? They buy that first thing, you've got their credit card, they're already willing to separate psychologically their credit card with you. That means they trust you a little bit, obviously, right? So the trust is there. You indoctrinate them, as you guys know, with your book funnels. I'm sure you guys do the book funnels. Like that's what it all is, indoctrination. Get them to know people will buy from people they know, like, and trust. They know, like, and trust. Your job as a salesperson is to make them feel seen, heard, and right. Mm-hmm. So if they know, like, and trust you, that's half the battle. If you can get them to know, like, trust you, and then get them to identify that they got the problem and you are the solution to the problem, well, then that's gravy. That makes the salesperson's job a lot easier. And it's not about just trying to make the sales job person a lot easier. Salespeople aren't marketers. They're going to do everything they can. But if they're getting on the call, as I think when you mentioned and said, well, who are you? Like, what's this about? What are you expecting a salesperson to do, right?
Yeah, tell me what you do.
In this case.
Some of that too, because we're doing outreach on LinkedIn.
That's a different, so that's called business development. That's what I tell, that's different. That's not salespeople, that's business development. That's an expert who knows how to reach out to people and get people, just like marketing, it's just more one-to-one direct, right? To get them into them,
but you're still having to explain. The marketing is I'm spending time with them on a call, not necessarily a sales call, explaining what we do, who we are, and they're interested, or maybe they're thinking about writing a book, or they've already written a book, but they're, you know, might be in the stages that you are, I got to write this book, and you reached out at the right time that you dinged me.
Yeah.
Walk through, you know, because we've had this thing like, do you do sales in-house, hire salespeople, have them on, or do you do a system where you have outsourced? And everyone's had those people call them that they know, and they're from the Philippines or somewhere, and they really don't know that much about the product. And you're like, this is scammy. So how do you decipher all of that and get through that whole process?
So as a business owner, you got to ask yourself, because I love it because it's a great question. It's a loaded question. And there's many ways to look at it. So I always tell the business owners, you got to look at this. Are you a sales manager, sales director, sales CI, sales coach? Do you know sales systems, sales operations? Do you know how to hire, manage, recruit, and retain salespeople? Did you get in the business to do that? Or did you get in the business that you had an idea and you wanted that idea to get to people? Because that all will, you know, change the way that the business will approach this. So the challenge is this, especially in the market today, is you got a business owner who's working really hard on the marketing, right? And we get told and they crack the marketing a little bit. What I mean by crack the marketing, okay, they can do the low ticket offer, they can drive people to a webinar or to a VSL or whatever, or a sales page, whatever, you know, modality might be, and then they get them to a book call. Sales, the business owner takes those first calls. They should. I tell any business owner, if you've never taken the first call, I will not make a sale for you because you're expecting me to do your job. Because your job is to take the first call to see if you can even sell it yourself. Because if you can't sell it as a business owner, then how do you think my guys are going to sell it for you? It's not going to happen. They probably could, but it's not going to happen at the scale you want. And it's going to be a lot of challenges. So I just want to be very clear here, because the best salesperson usually is going to be the first couple sales is going to be the business owner, because people know them. They trust them. They like them. So once they start scaling, they got to ask that question, that conundrum. Do I outsource or do I insource? Do I go get my best friend, right? Or my cousin or, you know, whoever, and just say, hey, I need your help. Do I stay on these calls and get stuck? Now I'm just a glorified salesperson. I just created a job for myself. Mm-hmm. Don't think you got in the business for that. Or do you go get a trusted partner? And why I say trusted, because I'm not saying marketed to, not, hey, I'm the best in the world. And you fell into the same marketing that you create. And now you're working with people who don't get the job done, or trusted proven partners that have been there before. And then they come in and support you. I truly believe, obviously bias to it, is unless you're backed by the VCs and you got millions of dollars and you have a year, maybe 2 years, to put in the time, the energy, and the resources to build it in-house, outsource it to experts who do it all the time. And then you learn from them, you grow from them, you see what's working, and then eventually you take it in-house. That to me is the way of doing it, especially when growing. Because if all your time goes to trying to build a sales team, then your time's not on marketing and your time's not working on the business. You're stuck working in the business, which goes to the whole saying is, are you being busy? Are you being productive?
Mm-hmm. I like that. And so your company does more than just high ticket sales, because you actually find the people to do that, right?
Yeah. So we do the full service. So we recruit, we manage, we retain, we bring in the sales managers, the sales directors, we bring in sales operations, sales process. So that a lot of people just think it's just a salesperson. Again, no, that's one piece of the entire sales department, right? There's a full sales process, meaning what you were talking about earlier is what's the follow-up game? What happens when someone books a call? What happens in between? What's firing? What emails are firing? What texts are firing? Who's the setter that's calling to confirm that appointment? What happens when they don't show up? What's the email automation that goes out for that? What's the process that goes out for that? What's the follow-up? All of that, right? So how's that all connected in the CRM? So many businesses, you'd be, oh, it drives me insane. So many businesses don't even know what a CRM is. That's number one. Number two, they view their CRM as a trash can. I view it as a gold mine. The difference is that you got to know where to shovel.
Right.
And the process and the system of the process of how you set it all up is the difference between a trash can and a gold mine. So we do all of that. And we tap into the marketing. We work with marketing. We used to do all the marketing, but we specialize more in the sales and let the marketing do the marketing. We work with them. Because I truly believe if you want a successful business, you would take, and I know we're all virtual, but if I owned my business that was in an office, the marketing and the salespeople would be in the exact same room together. You'd have one marketer and one salesperson. So the marketing can hear the sales and the sales can hear the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I see it all the time. It's one of my life's missions is to change this narrative of all that it's the marketing, you know, it's marketing fault. And because I tell my salespeople, no, maybe it's not. Let's look. Oh, it's a sales fault. No, maybe it's not. Let's investigate. Oh, because I've been in situations where it's both faults, where it's been both. It's actually been both. Like, we could take the responsibility. Like, no, salespeople definitely need to get better. They need better training. They need better systems. But the marketing, you also need better qualified leads and da. And there's been situations where it's one or the other. There's a huge difference between an MQL and an SQL. MQL, marketing qualified lead, SQL, sales qualified lead. And what happens is marketing sends MQLs to the sales teams and expect them to be marketers to close them.
Ah, that makes sense. You know, and it's confusing out there for people to get their message out, like where and doing the refining. Like I'm saying with our LinkedIn thing, it's like you're investing money into something and then you might not see it right away. You've got this timeline, even with the products like yours. You're like, well, it's not going to happen tomorrow. Like you signed up with us yesterday.
Yeah.
It may take a series of months. Like how long should you wait for some for that sales marketing machine to get going to see the results of it?
Oh, you're asking loaded questions there. And I don't want to just give you just any answer. The reality is it all depends on the coming right to the core of what the business is, right? The way, and I'm going to talk about online businesses here. So I'm not talking about traditional retail. I'm talking about online businesses.
Yeah.
And the reality is we've seen business, I've been part of businesses within less than 30 days, it's doing millions of dollars. And I've seen businesses in 2 years, it can't even get to $1 million. And it all comes down to this, it comes down to the right offer with the right message to the right audience. Mm-hmm. And that is not even marketing. That is not to me, I don't even consider that marketing. I don't consider that sales. I consider that copy, that strategy. Mm-hmm. That's the key. You nail that, then you can have the ugliest funnels. Have you seen these? The ugliest funnels, you can have, it can be half broken and the thing can print money because you've got the right offer. You're speaking to the audience in the right way and it's at the right time. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So if you get that wrong, you, and I've seen this, I'm one of them, five times over, one of them, you can go and build the most, get the best agencies, get like Facebook agency, you can get the best funnel builder and make to get the best professional videos. You can spend millions of dollars and it will fail. So one of the biggest things we always tell people, and it's a hard one for people to grasp, is you don't build it unless you sell it first.
Wow.
So we're going through that right now. We have an offer right now. It's a $10,000 offer. It's not built. We are selling it. We are selling it. And when people start buying it, then it's what we did to build a $38 million company. We said, okay, this course is going to start on this date. The service will start on this date. In the meantime, here's some stuff. Oh, and by the way, we're going to have some calls with you and understand exactly what it is you want and you need so that we can provide you actually with the real offer and provide you with what you need. Why am I guessing what you need? I'm going to do my research so I can give you exactly what you need. But a lot of people can't do that. Just so you know, you don't go build the book. You sell it first. What's the point of building a beautiful book if you can't get it, if nobody wants to read it? Uh-huh. Right? Sell the chapter first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Write that first chapter. Get it out there first. Do people want it? Do they want the second chapter? They don't want the second chapter. You just spent 6 months writing chapter 28 for what? For your ego. The last time I checked, my ego doesn't put money in the bank account.
We had a mentor of ours that what he would do, he'd have a lot, it'd be a live event that he sold various things and gave you a lot of information. But then he would say, listen, I'm going to make this course. This is what it is. It's $5,000, yeah. But he hadn't even made the course yet.
No.
And what it is, you attended this event live and he taught and recorded the course.
Yes.
To 20 people that already bought it.
Yes.
And he was making the course in real time.
Yes. And that's what you do. That's exactly.
And here's our testimonials. So it's like he went. So if no one bought it, he'd be like, "Well, I guess I'm not going to make the course because no one bought it at this pre."
Because it was because that whoever that mentor was tells me he's a very smart mentor because he knows the concept. If the offer doesn't work, it doesn't matter how great the course is. Like you can have a world class. I'm sure with the authors that you guys work with, you know that there's authors out there that nobody knows. Nobody's reading their books and they're the smartest people with the greatest information, life-changing information, probably definitely life-changing information to certain people. And nobody will ever get this information or read it because they didn't do the number one thing, which is convert. They did not convert their message into an audience that wants us to raise their hand and says, I need this. I want this. And that is why, when you say to me how long it takes, as quick as you get that message. So it can, and I've seen it. I've seen offers go out so quick that look that are half built, half made, doing millions a month. And I've seen offers that you would look at it And you'd go, why is this not working? Like, and you see the people in the behind, you've got some, we've had offers like this, world-class people in their expertise. I'm talking like world-class social media people that worked with Hollywood movies. Like I'm talking things that you would never believe, like world-class Hollywood people that have skills, worked with scripts, worked with like actors, everything. And they just couldn't get anything off because they didn't have the right offer to the right message. Mm-hmm. Then the opposite, right, is... Watch my words here. I got to be PC because I don't feel like getting canceled. I'm not too big enough to get canceled yet. But I've seen people who say they want, okay, actually, I'll use this example, my example. One of my failing businesses, I love it because before it was all embarrassing. When I first started, because I have ADD, ADHD, whatever, written off, I was like, and then I was a failed entrepreneur. So, but I figured something out. So my headline, are you an ADD entrepreneur struggling? Let me help you. Who's coming on those calls?
ADD people
that are
broke,
struggling,
that have no
money,
that have no money.
Why am I speaking to people that have no money? Like, it's a great offer because that person needs it, but that person can't afford it. They don't need that right now. They need something else. Whatever that else, something else is, I just didn't have the offer. Does that make sense? So. Yep. We can go down that road forever. We can make that as beautiful. We can get on the podcast. We can talk all, it's not going to convert. And you're going to have broke people showing up to the calls. Mm-hmm. So it's all about, it's strategy. It's luck. It's knowing the market. It's knowing what's going out there. And the more of a blue ocean that you can create, we know that, the better. This is very hard. When you're trying to compete in a red ocean, you're now competing against price. You're going to have objections. You're going to be competing against other people's ads budget. It's a challenge. It's more challenging. The market's bigger, but you're also going to have a lot more headaches. If you can find a niche and create a little bit of a blue ocean to start.
Yeah.
I always say just to start doesn't mean you're stuck here forever. It's just to get it going. Then you can go into bigger markets. I always use example of like Grant Cardone, you know, most people know him. Look at him. Like some people finding Grant today and going, he's a real estate tycoon. Yeah. Today. But like he was a car salesman 30 years ago. And all he did was sales train, no real estate, no health, no 10X, nothing. But he wouldn't have been able to do that if he would have came out and was like, I'm a real estate tycoon. It doesn't work. He dominated and mastered one small niche and then opened up to another niche and then opened up to another niche. And then we're getting to branding now, actually, not really sales, but yes. But all this has to do with sales because you don't do that right. Sales just become hard. They become challenging. They actually start becoming a place that I don't like to get to, which is convincing. Like if I had to convince you to buy, I'm not doing my job. Mm-hmm. I tell my sales reps, I train them. If you know you've done the job right, at the end of the call, they're begging you. They're begging you to move forward. If you're actually having to convince them, you're stuck into objection handling. You or marketing didn't do their job right. Somewhere along the line, you didn't listen. Mm-hmm. You didn't actually hear what's going on. You didn't ask the right questions. You didn't go deep enough. I'm going to give you the last three ones because I know we're running out here. Very important. In order for a sale to happen, right, you got to understand the pain. You got to connect them to the promised land. The deeper you go in the pain, the higher the promised land, the quicker to the sale. A lot of people talk on the surface level pain. Surface level pain is stuff like if you're talking to a business owner or you're talking, let's do your book publishing. Surface level pain. Oh, I try to write this book and it's not working. I can't get my words on paper, or I try to sell it. And you know, I worked with someone before and they couldn't sell it. Okay. That's surface level pain. Like good luck selling on that. Well, what about the second layer, which I call is business financial pain. Okay. Well, as a result of not getting your book out there, how's your business doing? How's your finances? How long can you stay in this game without mastering this book and getting into the people it needs to be with, right? That's second layer. Okay, you can maybe go, better than first. Third layer, as a result of not understanding how to market your book and you're not creating income for your business because you don't have today's books are just business cards out there. So the most glorified business card in the world, you don't have that working as a lead marketing generation. How's all that making you feel? I mean, how do you sleep at night knowing all this happening? How long can you go before something actually breaks, before you start losing hope? That's called personal pain. And when you get into the personal pain, which you don't get into because you think you need to get there, you get into because you earn the right to get there, by the way. And you get there because you've asked the questions, you created the trust, you get them to know, you get them to like you and trust you, right? So again, make sure you don't just get on a phone with someone and go, oh, how's it? How do you sleep at night? Right? I want to make sure we're clear here. But because you get into that deep level, that opens up a whole nother world. Opens up another world of now ability to transform something. And understand really where they're at. So you don't get the objections because you hear them and you eliminate them as you go.
Terrific advice. Boy, I got a lot of notes. And thank goodness there's a transcript available. If you go to YouTube and you want the transcript, you can get the transcript. There'll be a blog post as well and highlights and timestamps on this if you want to go back and look up something. So make sure you check out. And where can people reach you?
I'll make it very easy. If you go to kayvon.com, that's kayvon.com. You can get me anywhere you go. The modalities are there. All your socials, everywhere you go. If you want to work with my company, go there, kayvon.com. And hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. We'll put that up in the show notes. Thanks for coming.
Yes, thank you.
Terrific. So if you're looking to write a book and become a best-selling author and not have that anxiety in the back that you wanted to get a book, you know you've got to get it out there, and you're just feeling worse and worse every year, like, yep, I still don't have my book done, then reach out to us at EliteOnlinePublishing.com. We're known for making business owners and CEOs best-selling authors and helping them use their book for their brand and their business. We'll see you next time, everybody. Have a fantastic week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, are you looking to increase your revenue, build credibility, and elevate your brand? This podcast is brought to you by Elite Online Publishing, an innovative publishing and full spectrum marketing company. They will publish and market your book to make it a number one bestseller. Becoming an author is the best way to market your business. So contact them at EliteOnlinePublishing.com today. All of their authors become number one bestsellers.